88 FM. Live from the centre of Belize.
17 minutes to 3 o'clock, and Mary Ann Brink from 88 FM has got some very special guests in the studio.
Yes, I do. With us today, we've got Lucille Messiah, the operations manager from Bloom. And we've got John Roberts, which is a dad whose kid goes to Bloom. And they are doing something incredible this Saturday, the 18th of May. If you haven't heard yet, a few runners at Dolphin Striders are getting together to raise some funds for Bloom. And I think it's a good time to hit off with Lucille to tell us a bit more about Bloom. So, hi, Lucille. How are you?
Hi, Marianne, and hello to our listeners. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And yes, Bloom, what can I say about it? It's been around for 10 years already, and we've just grown from strength to strength, welcoming all of our kids with absolute love and acceptance. So this year and our future plans are to focus more on our older kids, which have actually grown with us from little and are now our teenagers. And we are equipping them with a self-employment training tool so that they can actually go on with life, live it like normal, and get some income for them. So that's our end goal, and to build accommodation for them to be able to be self-sufficient.
Oh, that's amazing, Lucille. So for those of the listeners who don't know, Bloom is actually a center for special needs kids. So I think that's an incredible skill that you are teaching them. So am I right in understanding that that is what the fundraising on Saturday is all about, is to raise funds to head that project and make it happen?
Yes, definitely. So of course, everything does take some moolah. So we need all the funding that we can get because we're an NPO. And we just rely so much on donations, and our fundraisings are huge. So yes, we'd love the community to just join with us and just pair with us and make this dream a reality.
Oh, amazing. And with us in studio, we've got one of the dads here, John Roberts. And I know that another dad, Christian Kize, is also involved in the whole run and organizing the entire fundraiser and the runners tomorrow. Can you tell us a bit more of what we can expect tomorrow? So the runners, there are three distances. It's 25 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and 5 kilometers.
Yes, Marianne, that's correct. That 25 starts at 5 a.m. and the other two runs, 6. Yeah, 6 a.m. And then afterwards at 8 o'clock, there'll be bacon and egg rolls for sale, coffee, a lucky draw, and beer.
Oh, amazing. And as far as I understand, from that, those things that you are selling, a portion of that is going for the fundraising, or is it the entire...
As I believe it, Dolphins have offered to donate a portion of things sold on the day to Bloom, which we're very grateful for. They've come on board nicely, and from the bottom of our hearts, we thank them for that.
Oh, that's amazing. So if you want to get involved with this amazing project and you're a runner yourself, make sure that you go to Dolphin Striders. That's where it's happening tomorrow. You can choose to do a 5K, 10K, or 25K. I do believe that parking might be a little bit of a challenge, because we do know if you are a community member of Belito, we have noticed cars parked at Dolphin Striders. So I believe that there are some options of them parking at Skate Park, Waterbury, Cafe Bika, and Willits Beach as well, to try and just control the parking and the traffic a little bit more.
Yes, please.
And as far as I understand, you yourself are a Comrades runner. So are you going to do the 25K tomorrow to be the example?
I have to, yes, I have to. There is a third dad, Ross Rutherford. So the three of us are sort of in the back end of our training now, and this is probably the last sort of long run that we're going to do
Before the big race.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, amazing. And then Lucille, you also mentioned to me that even if people don't want to do a run tomorrow, they are welcome to donate funds to this amazing fundraising project of yours. Can you tell us just quickly where they can donate money?
Sure. So we've been distributing our coffee sleeves all around Belito. In every coffee shop, you should have one. And it's so simple. Use just Zapper and it will take you to the donate page. And it's just any amount. And let me tell you something. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. Even the smallest amount will help and go a long, long way for Bloom.
Oh, amazing. So we wish all the runners good luck tomorrow. And we wish you, Lucille, and you, John, all the luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we hope that the rest of Belito will all show up to support this cause. Hopefully we'll see you there tomorrow, Belito.
And there it is, 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Mike and the Mechanics looking back over my shoulder. Special one for Bloom.